Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Christy's Connection to the Soul. I'm your host, Christy Ayala, and I'm so happy to be here with you today and hope that wherever you are, you're having a great day. Before we jump into our show today, I just want to take a moment to let everyone know that our love and prayers go out to all the families of the three Orlando tragedies that have happened in the last week, and want you to know that we're holding space and just sending so much light, and our prayers are going out to everyone. As a global community, we're all impacted, and we're sending our love. Today is the third Wednesday of the month, which means that the lovely Elizabeth Pendleton is here to talk all things astrology and angels today. So grab a pen, a cup of tea, kind of get cozy and get ready for the inside scoop for what's coming up for this new cycle. For those of you who may be joining us for the first time, welcome. Elizabeth is a well-respected astrologer, lightworker, and musician who supports her clients all over the world in maximizing their best potential every single day. And as always, it is my pleasure to welcome her back to the show today. Thank you for being here, Elizabeth.
Good morning, Christy, and hello to everyone listening, whenever it is that you are listening and wherever it is that you are listening. Welcome. And welcome to the Sun and the Cancer cycle. We have a bit of a changing of the energies, which I think a lot of people would welcome coming in. So, hello. So should I? We just have, you know, again, Christy brings in the angel messages, and I bring in the astrology pieces. And I was telling her before the show, we got a lot changing up in this cycle. So, do you think? Let me touch some bases, and then we'll do some angel messages, and then jump back to the astrology, Christy.
That sounds great.
All right, you guys. So we, as we talked about last month, and really, Christy and I, if you go back and listen to our Sun into Sagittarius show last year, you know, we talked about these Sagittarian things with Saturn there, and for a long time Mars, and you know, we kind of sadly predicted that things would get pretty intense. Because when we deal with Sag energy, we deal with fanaticism, we deal with beliefs. And that can be positive, can also be fundamentalist. You know, whatever those beliefs are, they can be taken to an extreme. And, you know, for a long time we had Mars on there. Luckily, the end of May, Mars dropped back into Scorpio. But that can also add a piece of, in, you know, when I say emotional intensity, that's at the highest degrees of people needing to know what they're to do with, needing to know what to do with their emotions. And, you know, coming up on Friday, we have that Saturn square to Neptune. This is Friday, June 17th, for those of you who listen on the rebroadcast, so you can put everything in context. So we talked about that on the previous show, building us up to a big full moon, which is taking place this weekend and ushering us into the summer solstice. So this was, you know, pretty much in the offing, and that Saturn square to Neptune bringing in the confusion. In the case of the Orlando shooter, this is a young man who's very conflicted, very confused about his own identity, and then latching on to, again, fundamentalist views, and it all getting really twisted. So, you know, I don't want to spend too much of the show on that, but I also just have seen so much love, people just spontaneously, instead of going in and being afraid, coming right out into crowds and affirming love and human connection. And I feel like that sets us up beautifully. I guess you guys want me to slow down my talking. I'm in the South now, so I'm going to do that. So, you know, Cancer, and this is another download that they've really asked me to stress with you guys, or to the poor word, but to emphasize, you know, I would ask anybody listening to Google Brené Brown's talk on vulnerability. It's one of the top 20 TED Talks of all time. She is a researcher and academic who was here at the University of Texas. Her mode was, if I can quantify it and define it, and then we can use it in the social in social work because it's science. And then she got bit by a bug called vulnerability. Accidentally, she was studying successful and happy people, trying to figure out what's the ingredient. How come they are different than the other, you know, parts of the population? And what she realized is they are vulnerable. They allow themselves to be vulnerable. And this sets us up so perfectly for cancer, because cancer, you guys, think about the archetype. The symbol is a crab, and a crab has that soft, totally delicate underbelly part, and it's got its hard shell. You know, it's you know, doesn't want to be cracked, you know, and of course has to have very protective instincts. And even when it wants to move forward, it does it by going sideways. So when we think about cancer, it in astrology, it is a cardinal water sign. And a lot of you know what we mean by that, but I really want to make sure everyone feels included. So cardinal signs, as we all know, are the initiators. They start each season. We are starting the summer here in the Northern Hemisphere. Water, I think that's pretty implicit, your emotions. And, of course, universally throughout the world, water is a healer. It is an agent of healing. And so when we come into this cycle, we are being asked to embrace both the watery part of our nature, our feelings and emotions, and we are getting this cosmic imperative to make progress, to move forward. And the other part of that is at the same time, this harsh mutable cross, I mean, this is a grand mutable cross, and yes, it's mutable energy, which is tends to be gentler than, you know, the pushy cardinal signs or the fixed, rigid, you know, fixed signs. But it's been obviously with Saturn involved, and again, everything being in right angles, that's never easy. That means every mutable sign has had planets in it and continues to have at least one planet in it all the way up till June 29th. So as we finish and get through this full moon over the weekend, I want you guys to just lay low and take it easy. You know, gentleness is the way through. And again, we've been asked to change. We've been asked to let go of a lot of things. And it's a big time of releasing as we welcome in the summer solstice on Sunday, later in the day, right after that full moon at 29 degrees in Sagittarius, you know, connecting with you know, connected with Saturn as that moon travels through over the weekend. So, we still have to get through a bit of this mutable energy, and but that will relax for a couple months, and then in September we get another exact square between Saturn and Neptune. So, you know, but with everything moving out of Gemini, it will take that high pressure off a grand cross, because when you think of a grand cross, that means there are right angles coming from everywhere and oppositions at every point. And that's, you guys only have to turn on the TV to see, you know, here, France, the UK, everybody yep. is at odds. And so, you know, pulling from that and, you know, drawing on the positive aspects of those each of those things. So, you know, our Pisces is about our connection and how holistic, you know, we are on this one little dot floating through the galaxies and the multiverses. Gemini, we're all brothers and sisters, you know. Sagittarius, we have hopes and dreams, a human dream, and the dream also connects, you know, to Neptune and Pisces. And Jupiter and Virgo connecting with the North Node, you know, through care, love, service, we can get there. So there are definitely positive sides of a grand mutable cross, but if you felt like it's been, you know, way beyond the norm, there are definitely some astrological explanations, but we are getting ready to shift from mutable into cardinal. So some new beginnings, and this definitely is the planets coming to Cancer are going to have some nice connections with Jupiter in Virgo, because those are sextiles. So Jupiter picking up momentum. We talked about that all year now, finally. So I think in the next cycle, you're going to see even more of what you've been working for coming to fruition. So that's a lot.
Great.
I'm going to turn it over to you for a while.
Thank you.
Thank you. I have a lot too, so there's a lot going on. So angel messages for this cycle are from Archangel Haniel and Archangel Michael. And for those of you who are new to working with angels, they're non-denominational beings of light and love who support anyone and everyone who feel guided to work with them, whether you're brand new to working with angels, never worked with them, or you've been working with them for a long time. So you'll be able to feel the difference in the energies in the messages today. They kind of come through in a very different way, and it gives you an idea of how it feels to work with each of these angels. They even sound different. The way that the actual structure of the sentences and everything comes through is very different. So let's start with Archangel Haniel, and sometimes she's referred to as kind of the goddess archangel, if you will. Her energy is very connected to feminine issues. She's also connected to the moon, spiritual sight, also sometimes referred to as clairvoyance, as well as helping to balance the masculine and feminine energies within all of us, no matter what body we're in this lifetime. And she says, as you continue to move through deep interpersonal and global change on your planet, you will feel and move through a great many emotions, experiences, and a sense of self. It's natural for you to be greatly impacted by the world energies as well as the changes, growth, and situations within your interpersonal life. With that, then, there must be room for you within your world to take the time to feel and move through the emotions that you're experiencing while also making time to live in the present moment. The challenge, then, is how to find a way to move. Similarly, like floating, and I literally saw someone floating under the ocean, from one situation or emotion to another without becoming weighed down and dropping into a place of stagnation. This is not to suggest that you should overlook things that are important to you, nor should you push aside the messages that you receive about how you can personally take action as you're guided. But rather, find a way to move gently from one thing to the next so you can create a balance for yourself and for your world. This is a time of great change, which brings with it great intensity. However, not allowing yourself to live your life and move forward with the calling of your heart will not diminish the situations that are happening. It is in creating ways to honor that which is important to you and which brings you joy simultaneously, which allows you to create a buoyed balance within your world. You are not alone as you move through this time of great change. No, you are supported and have beings of love and support with you right now. Even if you are not sure how to connect with or work with your departed loved ones, angels and guides, they're still with you. Simply thinking or asking them to help you and to work with you is all that you need to open the doorway to connecting with one another. This is a time where connecting with and increasing your awareness of your natural spiritual gifts is very important. I'm happy to help you if you feel so guided to work with me in this avenue. We will go at your own pace and allow your gifts to grow as you see fit. While the changes and upheaval continue to be seen, it is natural to feel a wide range of emotions. Please do not try to hold them down or push them aside, but rather find ways to move through them. Please do not judge yourself for your feelings or anything that you may feel you need to do to comfort yourself during this time. It's imperative that you carve out a cocoon-like space for yourself to rest and take time away if you need it. Take this time to be clear about your boundaries and honor yourself and your needs. Breathe and know you are well. So that's a really big message from Archangel Haniel. Again, just really reiterating, like Elizabeth said, moving through this emotional time, acknowledging everything that's happening while finding a way to continue to move forward and taking downtime in the interim. And now let's move to Michael's messages. And his energy is very strong, masculine. It's very a protective energy. He helps us to cut away fears and supports us in moving forward on our personal path of peace, as well as knowing our life purpose and helping us to complete it. Excuse me. So Archangel Michael's message is, space clearing is very important at this time. Smudging, toning, energy clearings, and deep decluttering. If you feel guided to work with crystals, work with obsidian at this time to support you in deep clearing, grounding, and protection. Please ask for my support in clearing and watching over your home while you sleep. Many people are experiencing sleep disturbances and night terrors at this time. Work with me to support you in sleeping peacefully. Clear away anything from your bedroom and home that is no longer a fit. Clear away clutter and things that are weighing you down and weighing on your heart. Take time to let down from the day and avoid upsetting news stories or other media prior to going to sleep. Listen to gentle music and use other things to support you in experiencing gentility. And I saw an image of essential oils, baths, gentle lighting, and big, soft, comforting, fluffy bedding. He says, pare down and release everything that's no longer a fit for you. Don't wait any longer to do this. The old energies are weighing you down, and it's time to lighten and make space for the new to come in. Create a light, airy, and open space for your life and for yourself. Dead weight is contributing to challenges in thinking, sleeping, and in moving forward with your life. Old, dense energy attracts heavy, dense energy. Let them go now. And that's what I have for this cycle.
Wow. Perfect. As we hit a mutable, I'm here in yard sale.
Yep, exactly.
You guys, you got a big long weekend, big mutable cross. I can't think of a better time, but just, you know, somebody on your block is, our neighborhood is probably having one. They're beautiful apps like Nextdoor. I'm not affiliated with them, but there are just amazing ways the technology is connecting with us. And I bet if you're thinking of doing that, somebody else around you, again, community, Gemini, is doing that. But yeah, there could, I can't imagine. It's like that's the garbage can of astrology. It's a big dumpster we can put all that stuff into. So it's like, you know, garbage day, take it out. That's when you put your things out in a grand mutable cross. I can't remember living through one of those that I consciously knew that that's what it was, and certainly I haven't lived through one with Neptune and Saturn where they are. That hasn't happened in our lives. So yes, big, big time of release. And the sleep piece, yes, Pisces, Colin, that's where the Pisces energy and the Neptune dreaming is so, so helpful, because you can completely restore yourself with the healing water energy. And as you know, the planets move into Cancer. So Venus is moving in there. The Sun's moving in there. And then on the 29th, finally, Mercury joins them. Well, they are going to be first connecting with everything in Pisces. So, you know, the planets in Pisces are doing double duty as part of that mutable cross, but they're also water signs and healers. So we've got Neptune and Chiron there with the South Node, healing things from the past. And then to complete the trifecta, we got Mars, as I mentioned, digging back into the late degrees of Scorpio. So as planets, personal planets, move through Cancer, at first, each of them will trine the planets in Pisces, because those are at earlier degrees. But later, as we move throughout this Cancer cycle and they move through their transits, the Mercury one's going to be really fast, just from the 29th of June till July 13th. But it will eventually, boom, do a little ping off Mars. So we get that water timing, you know, expect to be in touch with your emotions. And when we think about that E, like if you think E energy, I know you've seen this one out there, Christy, emotion, emotion, you know, we move things with them. And, you know, the interesting part about this cycle, though, and this is where I started going, oh, my goodness, it's like a four-part novel here. We go, you know, we have still a bit of the grand mutable crosses. We're coming into it. We shift into cardinal energies, create a cardinal cross, not a grand cross, but a cross, because everything that moves into Cancer, particularly when we get to the new moon of July 4th, serendipitously enough, wow, will be opposing Pluto, which is in institutional Capricorn. This, you know, is our institutions, banks, governments, etc. And both of those are going to be 90 degrees away from Aries, Uranus. Again, I've got to talk slow. Uranus, wild card Uranus up there in Aries, revolutionary Aries. And the interesting thing, I kind of like this energy being there because, you know, we know Capricorn wants to be stoic and it will just, it's like the British, the stiff upper lip through anything. It will just plod on and it's austere and it's, you know, and then Cancer could have a tendency to just, I'm just pulling into my show. I'm not coming out. and there's no way, you know, at right angles to Uranus, you know, Uranus is the awakener, you know, it's, you know, sometimes radical, very unpredictable, but it's going to be creating much later in the cycle, right angles to everything as they pass through Cancer. So those guys will first oppose Pluto as they're about halfway through their transits because Pluto would be, I'm just looking at my charts, about 15 degrees right now. So as Venus, the Sun, and the Mercury get halfway through, they're each going to ping, you know, and oppose Pluto. So we're going to feel that tension of security versus tradition, you know, and it's interesting along that axis, there is a security element. Of course, we're hearing that word now. And again, I keep defaulting to that message of vulnerability. We cannot let the fear rule us. We have to be brave and move forward like the cardinal imperative asks us to do. And with this many planets now, five will be in cardinal signs and big ones, Pluto and Uranus, in that activating their energy of reform, change, movement. We're going to, you know, have all of that going in this cycle. So it will be a cycle asking us to be involved and stay awake and to, you know, really assert what we want to be changed and what, you know, we are, you know, the interesting thing too is that new moon that is on July 4th, the birth of the United States, as we're going through our Pluto return, you know, we haven't had that since the founding of this country. That one is full on July 19th, which just happens to be during the time of the first convention. So I don't even care which party, but I mean, astrology has its finger all over this election, all the confusion of the mutables. Hello. that has clearly been in there. So the other aspect that I want to cover very briefly, yes, we have the water training. We can always retreat and go in and heal and rest and nurture and take excellent care of ourselves. But it's going to give way to fire. So on July 11th and 13th, we have Venus and then Mercury moving on into Leo. Where are we courageous? Where are we outspoken? You know, the lion roars. So we speak and we galvanize, and that is going to create a fire sign trine, a grand fire trine that will get stronger after the 22nd. We'll talk about that next month when the sun's in Leo. But with Saturn in Sagittarius, you can see how Venus and then Mercury and ultimately the sun after it goes into Leo will each touch Saturn in Sag, and that's a little, you know, tug of war because usually Sagittarius is very encouraging to Leo, but with Saturn there, that's restrictions, and that could be good if Leo's getting too pushy. Saturn is the pushback, so that might be a really nice thing. But then again, that wild card of Uranus, which in its own way, like Neptune, is doing double duty. You know, the planets have two, or the signs have two components. You know, the element, fire, air, water, or earth. And they have their modality, you know, fixed, cardinal, and mutable. So in this case, we're dealing with Uranus, which is in Aries, a sign that is fire, that will play into the grand fire trine, and it's also initiating. So during this Cancer cycle, it will be adding to the momentum to move on, move forward, kind of thing. And then it activates and will enliven the passions, which again, I think it's really important for all of us in the light working community, especially, but in whatever faith you are, just keep sending prayers out for the highest and best for all of us for planet Earth right now. It's really important that we let that there's a balance in those passions. Now, luckily, a trine is a harmonious energy in astrology. It's one of the most stable aspects. So it's like, what are we excited about? What are we passionate about? And I tell you, even I just want to wrap up my part because I'm going on a lot today, you can see, but one of the things immediately, and that's another instantaneous, that's a quality of Uranus. It's instantaneous. I mean, by the time I even tuned into the news on Sunday, because I was guided to stay away from it for a while, and then, my guides are very clear, so follow that guidance, you guys, about when to tune in. But by the time I was on Twitter, there were already just, there was an ocean of people coming together in the streets in support of each other. And that's the kind of thing that I'm talking about. The love can spread so quickly, so instantaneously via social media, and the support that will trump everything. And that wasn't a double entendre. It will, love will always conquer everything. And that's what we, the heart, and that's what Cancer can put us in touch with. So that's it.
Beautiful. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much, Elizabeth. That gives us such a great understanding of what's coming up and how it will affect us and how we can have that information to move through it more gently or effectively for this huge new cycle coming up. Wow.
Yeah, when I sat down to try to do the video for this month, I literally talked for 20 minutes. I'm like, nobody's going to want to watch 20. Like, I got to edit this down. And I'm like, it's usually three chapters that I can boil everything down to. And I'm like, nope, we're building up to a grand fire trine. By the end of this, things are going to heat right back up. Much like this cycle where there's this big full moon, everything in Cancer opposing a moon conjunct Pluto, squared by Uranus. Right before the sun changes sign again, just like this weekend that we're going into with the grand mutable cross, right before everything shifts to cardinal. This time it'll be a grand, or not a grand, but a cardinal cross right before we shift over into Leo and the sixth energy. So very interesting parallels happening right now.
Yeah, huge. And I want to make sure that people know how they can connect with you for a private session to take a look at some of the aspects that are happening for them and how it'll be impacted by all of these energies that are happening.
Sure. So thank you. You guys, just get on over to Elizabeth's Oracle. Sign up. There's a free newsletter. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. The new video, the latest video is always posted by the time the sun changes signs, which in this case will be the 20th. But there are specials that are in the newsletter that I don't put anywhere else because I really appreciate the loyalty. And this edition celebrates 7 years of the newsletter community. So thank you guys. You guys who subscribed since the beginning. It's really been astrology has been a stabilizer throughout, this whole journey, always checking in with the stars and the planets each month. So thank you so much. But yeah, let's go in our hearts, people, and the heart always knows the truth.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. So please get over there and connect with Elizabeth. And if you feel guided to schedule a reading or healing session with me, I invite you to come over to my website, which is just christymayala.com. And just like Elizabeth, I have a free newsletter. You can join that, and you get a free instant download when you join, as well as a discount on your first session, again, only for members, as a thank you for being a part of the community with me. And thank you so much again for being here, Elizabeth. It's always so wonderful to have you here. I look forward to our show every month.
Me too. One of my absolute favorite things on the calendar. And
you
guys, thank you so much for listening, Christy. Thank you so much for having me. And everybody, yeah, get over to her site. She has just revamped it. I'm going to plug it again, girl, because it's really beautiful. It's a nice time just to, I was just there this morning. It's just, if you guys just need something beautiful to look at and to just take in the energy. She's a Pisces, so she's a natural healer. And those Atlantean sessions while the sun's in Cancer, people, People, I'm telling you, there's I joke not, like I sound like a carnival barker, but I swear I did her Atlantean session just experimenting, and boy, did my life change.
Thank you so much.
Didn't see it coming. Like within a week, I'm like, okay, that's it. This needs to happen, and boom. So, yeah, Atlantean would be such. I feel like, oh my gosh, I may recheck in for that, Christy. That's the perfect time while everything's moving through Cancer to do a session like that. So, yes.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. And thank you all for tuning in. And we're sending you so much love. And we will see you very soon. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.